You're tuned to Deadly Choices Radio with your host, Lizzie Orley.
You're listening to Deadly Choices Radio on 98.9 FM for the best country. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land and our elders past, present and arising. And I'd like to welcome you guys back for another episode of Deadly Choices Radio, dedicated toward mob making deadly choices. And I'm Lizzie Orley, your host, taking you through. Remember, making deadly choices is all about eating healthy, remaining active in body and mind, ensuring you keep up to date with your 715 health checks, resisting the temptation to take up smoking, or taking the right steps to quit smoking for you and your family. So in the studio today, we're joined by IUE dietitian Doris Young. How you doing, Doris?
I'm well, thank you. How are you, Liz?
Yeah, great, thank you. And also later on, we'll have Uncle Dusty Fraser, our Indigenous Senior Games Coordinator, discussing the IUE Shield. But Doris, today we've got you here to yarn all about Christmas, mainly how to stay strong and keep healthy during Christmas, because I say stay strong because, gosh, it gets really tempting with all those good treats.
Yes.
And things that can kind of be deceiving and thinking, oh, they look tasty and healthy, but then watching those portion sizes as well. So first of all, can we talk about your role as a dietitian though, you know, and to introduce yourself with, you know, your background and your role at IUE?
Yeah, sure. So I started working in IUE as a dietitian back in May this year. So I've been with IUE for about 6 months now, and I've actually just stepped up to become the dietitian clinic lead as of last week. So I'm still very new to the role, but I'm actually learning heaps already. So my role involves supporting other dietitians in a team, as well as supervising other university students during their placements. I also advocate for and coordinate professional development opportunities for our team to learn and grow. And our team mission is to work seamlessly with other healthcare professionals so that we can deliver high quality services to our Indigenous community in Southeast Queensland.
Yeah, lovely. So, you know, your name, Doris Young, I've just noticed, picked up on the Young. So where does that name come from in terms of your background, and how does it feel to be working with other people and other cultures, you know, in this environment? It must be really interesting and fulfilling. Yeah,
it is. That's right. So I'm from Hong Kong originally.
Yeah,
I moved to Australia, Brisbane, when I was about 13 years old. And so I can speak Cantonese very fluently.
That's not Mandarin. That's the traditional
That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
Chinese. Yes, that's right. That I learned when I was young and in Hong Kong. So it was for me like a real privilege to live in Brisbane and learn English and get to work with other people from different cultural background. I just really like working as a dietitian just to help people, achieve their health goals, I suppose.
And you know, working with our mob too, I might add, you probably would come across people, you know, in this line of work that have English as a second language. So it's good to have someone there that understands the process of working this out and how to navigate, this area of health.
That's right.
You know, together, understanding both those two things.
Yes, that's right. In fact, it took me a while to learn English and to practice the speaking and the writing. So I just really appreciate, working with people from different background.
Well, sis, look, I learnt Mandarin in high school. So ni hao, welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry if I said that a little bit wrong.
No, you did that very well, Liz.
thank you. Hey, but look, let's get into it now. Look, we're talking about eating good food, and that's definitely one of Deadly Choices' key messages. So first of all, how important is healthy eating to our well-being? Because I assume food plays a big role in a lot of things.
Yeah, that's right. So pretty much the saying goes, like, we are what we eat. So healthy eating is extremely important to our well-being, and eating well really helps to reduce our risk of health problems such as heart disease and diabetes. It also helps with our sleeping patterns, our mood, our energy level, and our general health. So for example, if we eat lots of fresh fruits and veggies, nuts and whole grain cereals, it can reduce our risk of our mental health conditions such as depressions, while eating foods that are high in sugar and saturated fats may increase the risk.
So, you know, on top of that, then, what are those common concerns that, you know, our mob face with with our diet, because it's really balancing that traditional diet as well with a Western diet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. It can be a hard juggle. I can give you a bit of statistics. So 5 out of 7 leading factors contributing to the health gap between Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander and non-Indigenous Australians, which are overweight, high blood pressure, high cholesterol levels, alcohol, and low fruit and veggies intake, relate to poor diets.
What's the main message of that? What do we gather from that?
It means it's really important that we try to eat as healthy as we can. The first step to a healthy diet is to enjoy a wide variety of nutritious food from the 5 food groups, which are whole grain cereals, fruit, vegetables, dairy, and meat alternatives. So these foods should make up majority of our eating habits on a daily basis. On the other hand, food in the discretionary choices such as lollies, chocolates and chips, they should be eaten only small amounts and only sometimes. In terms of drinks, water is really the best choice because it quenches our thirst and it has no sugar, which is much better for our health and teeth.
So when we look at a healthy diet, I guess, what's the simplest way or from your understanding and your journey through this that we can kind of keep this on the back of our minds to be on alert, I guess, in a way, of what exactly should we be looking for that is actually healthy? When we go to that supermarket and we look at those things and they say it's healthy, but is it really? How can we check that? You know, how do we know?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So if the food products have a food label on it, then what we're looking for is the amount of mainly the sugar as well as saturated fats and sodium. So these are the 3 main, I guess, nutrients to look for. And there are some criteria. It might be easier if we can refer you onto a good, reliable organization websites that you can learn more about it. One of them is the Diabetes Association in Australia, so or the National Heart Foundation. So they have some excellent guides on how to read food labels.
That's deadly. Okay, cool. Can I ask you anything you want to add on top of that in terms of that breakdown there of what a healthy diet is?
Yeah sure. Really the first step is having that good variety of foods and try not to skip meals, because often, in my personal and professional experience, I have noticed a lot of my clients tend to try to skip breakfast because they think that, I don't really feel very hungry, so I can wait until morning tea or lunchtime. But what happens is when we do skip that breakfast, we tend to get way too hungry by the time it gets to lunch. And when we look at choices, for example, you can have McDonald's presented in front of you versus a salad, and you're so hungry that you just want to choose McDonald's because salad is not going to cut it. So so if you can try to just have one item at breakfast, don't think of breakfast as a really huge meal that you have to achieve. If you can just have one thing, like a glass of milk with Milo or a piece of bread with a boiled egg, that is a really good start for the day.
That's great. I've heard a banana and an egg, you know, if you're in a rush. Are those two really good things? Is that right? Is that a myth?
Yeah. It's a really good combination. In fact, so banana is good source of carbohydrates and fiber. Egg is great source of protein as well as more than 10 vitamins and minerals. So that is perfect combination.
Yeah. What's the best kind of way? Because I know eggs are a favourite of a lot of people. What's the healthiest form an egg can come in? You know, is poached, scrambled?
Yeah.
Because I know scrambled, you add in milk and salt and butter.
And butter, and cream, that's right. So
that's a bit heavy and a bit packed with calories there, but what's the better options?
The best option to have egg is usually boiled or poached, because often you don't need any extra seasoning. But if you were to say, for example, to make scrambled eggs, you can try to just add some milk to it without the butter, and you can use olive oil to pan fry it. So that's another way to get the healthy fats in your diets.
And that spray oil is a bit more manageable than the...
The spraying oil will just help to even out the amount of oil that you put on the pan. That's certainly a very good option too.
Yeah, great. And also talking about those salads before, and you know, how it's good to start your day with those foods that I guess keep you full for longer.
Yeah.
what are those foods actually? Because we know that the salad, it's the healthier option, but it's not going to really keep us that kind of full. So what can we add to our salads, all those healthy things, or what things can we think about eating that are going to keep us full for longer so we can get through our day? Because I know I sit there and I look at that clock and I probably might have some, I know I'm terrible, but lollies at my desk for energy-wise to help me get through, and that sugar.
Yeah.
And I should not be.
Yeah, no, that's
because
right.
Because that can, well, you know, not just instantaneously, but down the track, you know, hit me pretty hard health-wise. So.
Yeah, that's right. So in terms of salads, to make it more substantial and fulfilling, you can add like either egg, we talked about before, some cheese, ideally like a reduced fat types of cheese, such as reduced like cottage cheese or cheddar cheese. You can also add some nuts to it. Nuts are a very good source of omega 3 and 6. And also in terms of like if you were to have snacks on your table, having some yogurts which are higher in protein and lower in sugar ideally, because some yogurt will say 99% fat-free, but it's got lots of sugar in it. So again, important to look at the food labels, having a piece of fruits by your side and having some roasted nuts and seeds. They are all perfect snack choices.
Yeah, excellent. Well, now, DC Radio, it's an hour-long show and there's a lot of information jam-packed into the one show. So it's a lot for people to take on board, and they might be finding out, you know, some listeners might be finding out about this information for the first time, or even thinking about seeing a dietitian and what that could do for you for the first time.
Mm.
So, you know, I think it's beneficial for a lot of us to go into our AMSs and see, you know, those people, because it breaks down, you know, those people. Our deadly dietitians, I should say.
Yes.
That, you know, you guys break down that information really well for us and in a progressive way where it's little bit by little bit, and we build on that information. That's really good, a good way to learn and have someone to go through that and guide you with eating well and eating better for yourself. So what dietitian services are available through our AMSs?
So our team members work at different clinics to provide one-on-one dietary consultations for clients who have been referred by GPs. So other than that, we also deliver group education session and Good Quack Tucker at the Work It Out programs, where our dedicated exercise physiotherapists, they facilitate the exercise sessions as well. So on another note, we currently have one dietitian who works one day a week with the Deadly Choices team to contribute writing the nutritional components of the different health promotion programs.
We're hearing all this great information from you, and you're explaining it to me. Well, I'm understanding you pretty well. And but how do you aim to work with our mob to improve our diets?
Yeah, so because everyone is raised in a different environment and they have their own food preferences, so it's really crucial that we listen to our mob stories and their past experiences with food before we can personalize any dietary advices and recommendations. So we try to get down to the bottom of things as to why clients want to improve their eating habits in order to determine their readiness to change. Our goal is to help empower them to set realistic goals.
Now, can I ask you a bit of off the cusp question here? And I just want to, you know from your experience coming into Australia and coming into a new whole, I guess, way of life in terms of a different access to food and things like that. And was it hard for you to keep up with the diet that you knew, you know, and trying to keep healthy how you knew to be coming here?
That's a very good question. I guess being a Chinese, I'm so used to eating rice as my staple. So, thankfully in Australia, we have very good quality of rice.
We do. We've had that lovely relationship with other cultures that have rice as a staple.
That's right.
You know, for years.
Exactly. So. And so I just we combine like brown rice and jasmine rice just to help improve the glycemic index of that meal as well. So glycemic index, or we call GI, is really a rating of how quickly the food is being digested in our body. So often we're aiming for foods or meals that are lower in glycemic index. So usually my family would have rice with chicken or fish, meats and veggies. And we just have I feel so blessed living in Australia because we have all the fresh types of protein and like the veggies. There's so many different choices. So like I think we eventually have just embraced like the Australian culture. Like occasionally we'll have pasta as well. Like our family loves spaghetti bolognese and lasagna, pizza every now and then. So we try to home make them whenever possible.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And it's things that you don't normally think about. I mean, I relate a little bit to that in terms of introducing new foods to my diet that I wouldn't have really bothered including before because I didn't know how to or where to access that food from, and then have a gauge on actually what is healthy. So that's really great that you've had that experience and able to continue, you know, eating well and knowing that from the get-go.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of learning that we have to do.
Yeah.
In the same instance too.
That's right. I'm learning lots as well.
Oh, deadly. I know we got off on a bit of a tangent, but when should we be seeing a dietitian?
So there are many health-related conditions that can be managed through therapeutic diets. So you can consider seeing a dietitian if you are worried about risk of chronic diseases such as diabetes, heart disease, cancer, weight management, eating disorders, food allergies and intolerances, the list just goes on. But you can also see a dietitian for general healthy eating advice because prevention is better than cure.
And I guess in your experience then, what are some of the reasons people don't feel comfortable visiting a dietitian? Do you find that's a main cause of why maybe there's that, you know, discrepancy with us and food and what we know is healthy and what isn't?
Yep. It's very true that I think some people, they don't feel comfortable coming to see us. So I think dietitians are often seen as the food police. So some people might worry that they will be judged for what they eat, which is very normal. But it can be quite hard to remove that stigma in the society. So being a health professional, we only really want to be there to support people. So remember that dietitians are also human too. We also have our weaknesses in food. So one way you can think of or like try to perceive it is to not feel shamed or scared by trying to see a dietitian with an open mind and see it as a learning opportunity. So you can write down any questions that you might have about food so that you can pick our brain.
Can I pick your brain, Nair?
Sure.
I have been all this time. I'm not even going to apologise. This is great. I'm learning so much.
Sure.
But I do want to ask, and I guess your perspective, because I've heard before from a dietitian that it's really about looking at your diet, the foods you like, and finding those healthy options within those food groups you do enjoy.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, that's right. So the Australian Dietary Guidelines to Healthy Eating, it's a really good first step to look at, you know, what are the foods in those five food groups that you enjoy. I know nowadays there are lots of discussions around, like, you know, paleo diets or ketogenic diets. Like if you want to, have a research around those sort of diets, you know, by all means, but remember to look at the reliable resources as well. For example, if you want to go on a lower carbohydrate diet than what you're currently doing, then that's more realistic than going for a no carb or low carbohydrate diet, which is a lot more extreme. And in the long term, there's still not a lot of evidence to show what it can do out to our body. So,
Sorry. No, thank you. That's it. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, have you got any feel-good stories? I love a good story. I mean, hearing so much from you, I'm enjoying this way too much. Nah, but any feel-good stories from, you know, we're talking about your experience and, you know, I guess spending time with other people and other cultures. And
Yeah, we do. So I've seen clients who have been able to achieve their personal health goals without a huge focus on the actual weight itself. So they have noticed changes in their body size and they know that their weight is not what determined their success. They feel good about themselves and they feel confident to lead a healthy lifestyle instead of following the weights and the crash diets.
And that's a big thing too, because I like what you said there, that, you know, not feeling shame about your weight and your size, you know, that recognizing that the two different kinds of things. And it doesn't determine your success in being healthy, because I feel like a lot of people, there's that confusion there between the two. And that can really make you feel awful about yourself when society kind of tells you otherwise. That's right. Why we do those crash diets and the grapefruit and all those silly things. It's a temporary solution to a long term problem. And you go into those things because of, you know, things like the beauty industry and those things that are always in your face all the time, all those billboards or magazines or what you see on in media, etc. So I think that's a really important thing to make, is that, you know, your size doesn't determine your worth.
No.
It's just what you put into your body and how to fuel yourself the right way. Your appearance hasn't got anything to do with the price of eggs at all.
Exactly, that's right. And we should, accept our own, you know, way of, appearances and our body sizes and shapes. That's what makes us unique.
So, yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, can I ask you about the Deadly Choices Good Quick Tucker program? Sure. How does that run?
So Deadly Choices Good Quick Tucker program, it's really a cooking education program inspired by the Jamie Oliver's Ministry of Food, which believes that anyone can learn how to cook something. They just have to give it a try. So our Deadly Choices program development offices go out to schools and communities to teach Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people the basic cooking skills and encourage them to pass these skills on to others. It also led participants to explore the cooking techniques and different foods, and it's a really great social opportunity as well.
Oh, well, then what would your favourite healthy meal then be to cook up? Because I remember going to a Good Quick Tucker stall at a NAIDOC Musgrave once, and they gave me a lovely little show bag. I got some chickpeas and curry powder, had a little recipe in there too of what to do with that. And I didn't think that, you know, I love chickpeas and they really help me feel full for longer, those things.
That's so true.
Hummus is a great thing.
Yeah.
And that curry powder, you know, reminds me of home and my upbringing. So those two things together, I didn't think, oh, that can actually be really healthy. I didn't think about tinned things. What would your favourite healthy meal be to cook up? Because I feel like, you know, with you guys involved with Good Quick Tucker, there's plenty of info you could get.
There's so many healthy meals that I love to cook up. One of my favourite and it's so quick, easy and versatile is like chicken fillets stir fry with veggies, because you can have, you know, like chicken thigh, you can use chicken drumsticks with other skin, chicken fillet, and you can have all sorts of vegetables, and you can season it in any way you want. Like you can have soy sauce with sesame oil, or you can do it like the curry way. So it just goes really well, again, with my staple rice. So I can even just cook up a lot in one go, portion them out into containers and just freeze them so that I can defrost them on a day that I plan to eat. It just keeps me out of mischief.
Now, I find a lot of people I know are progressing into vegan and vegetarian diets. So do you have any substitute advice? I mean, I know it's important if you do decide to make those changes to see a dietitian, so you make sure you get those correct nutrients and nourishment. But off the top of your head, what's a good substitute for chicken and that kind of thing in this case?
Yeah, so tofu will be a really good plant-based protein to be included. And often one way to cook tofu in stir fry is make sure that you buy the firm hard tofu, and you can also sprinkle it with a little bit of either corn flour or potato flour, and you grill it until both sides are pretty brown, and then you stir fry with veggies. That's one way to go about it.
Yeah, cool, thanks. And okay, well, here we go. This is the main bit. We're getting close to Christmas.
Yes.
So how are you celebrating this year, and how are you celebrating healthily?
Yeah, that's right. It's not very easy. So at the moment, my plan is that we are having Christmas with my friends for lunch. And then the next day, which is Boxing Day, we'll have Christmas dinner with my family. So I just have to spread my quota a little bit over 2 days. My sisters are also visiting from Hong Kong over Christmas and New Year. So I'm just looking forward to have a family reunion with them.
I am the same here. We've got some family coming from Germany, and we've got some big breakfast happening in the morning. Always am I, we hop, skip and jump to everybody's house during Christmas. Food here,
that's
food
fun
there, everywhere.
yeah
So help me. What can I do to keep track of keeping healthy during this very, very filling time?
That's right.
I'll come back. Hopefully I don't come back with a belly.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, yes.
So some of the things that you can try or consider is reduce the saturated fats and salt intake by using some lean chicken, like lean sandwich meats like chicken and turkey breast instead of the salami, sausages. You can replace half of the butter with applesauce when you're making cakes, because that just still help it to moisturize, like add the moisture to the cake, and it just has much less fats as well.
So what was that?
So basically, if you were to make a cake and it calls for 100 grams of butter, you can replace half of that, which is 50 grams, with applesauce.
Wow.
And yeah, I've actually tried it and it worked really well, and it just made that cake a little bit more fruity as well. So that's one thing I've certainly tried and recommend. If you were to have alcohol, because it's hard to avoid, just maybe you can try to have a glass of mineral or sparkling water in between, so you can try not to go overboard with the amounts of wine or beer that you're having. If you've been invited to a big Christmas dinner, you can think of having a lighter lunch that day so that it will help you to, again, not overeat, but then you can still feel satisfied for the day.
Excellent. That's great advice and stuff to, you know, take on board that we are going to come across these things, but it's important to make those deadly choices and think about those ones that we mentioned earlier in the show. So, and we'll ask you your deadly choice when we get closer to the end too and see how you keep healthy. I'll be judging you.
No worries.
Just kidding, sis. So where can our listeners find out more about maintaining a healthy diet or even just look up some healthy recipes? Because that applesauce cake idea is great. So it'd be good to have a look at that recipe. Hey.
Yeah, sure. That's right. So the first thing that you can try to look for is the Australian Guide to Healthy Eating from the Eat for Health website. It gives a really good overview of how much from each food group that different age groups and genders are recommended to have on a daily basis. However, just remember that it's only a guide and it should be adjusted according to the individual's health and nutritional needs. So some of the really good, reliable organizations you can find recipes from are the Deadly Choices Good Quick Tucker, Queensland Health Healthier and Happier websites, Dietitians Association of Australia, National Heart Foundation, and the Diabetes Australia.
Fantastic. I'll be keeping those in my pocket too. The Deadly Choices website and the DAA are both actually really good resources, I found.
They are. Yeah, that's really good. You've already had a look at them.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, I'm trying to do my best, you guys. Okay, finally, one of my favourite bits too. What's your deadly choice?
So my deadly choice is having road oat porridge on soy milk for most of my mornings. It might sound boring, but I do mix it up by serving it with different sort of seasonal fruits and yogurt to make my breakfast more colourful and interesting.
Yeah. What fruits are you looking at this season? I mean, there's mangoes around.
And stone fruits like peaches, nectarine, plums, cherries. There's strawberries, blueberries, just, unlimited.
Cut it out. That's too much there. Nah, deadly. Thank you. That's excellent. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Yep.
It's been a great yarn and learning about you and also the work you do and working with our mob too. It's so great.
Thank you so much, Liz, for having me on the radio show. Yeah. I just really appreciate that. And happy Christmas, everyone.
Thank you. Been a bit of fun. So thank you for your time and Merry Christmas. Deadly.
Thanks, Liz.
Okay. You tuned to DC Radio. I've got Uncle Dusty here ready to go. And we're going to yarn about the Indigenous Senior Games coming up on the 13th of December. That's this Friday. But Uncle Dusty, we're going to cut to a bit of a break because we've had the biggest yarn there with Doris. So I would love to pick your brain and get a couple of, your song requests if you've got any. And
What sort do you want, Australian or American?
Oh, knock it off. We've got deadly artists from our own mob that we can play, of course.
Right, the Pegram Brothers Loser.
Okay, that's getting there straight up there for you. And look, yarn soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Civilized dream time now.
say goodnight to the setting sun. Saddle up to a bar stool, stone and cold sober, the night's just begun. And we're all living in civilized dream time now. All dreaming in civilized meantime now. A loser settles beside me, but he's really a winner at heart. Whispers quietly, he needs a top up. Where will it end if he gets a start? And we're all living in civilized dream time. Meantime now. Jimmy Beam has shaken my senses. The loser's working me over again. Shaking slowly for a revival. Asking once more, have I got what it takes? Oh, living in civilized dream time now. Oh, dreaming in civilized meantime now. And we're all living in civilized dream time now.
Illuminate like city lights, like I live for this moment. I rose to this life, light flashing, pictures of grand stage arenas. Went to a believer, this has never been Marilla. Picked out this vision from a moment in my dream. Took scripts of Paulo Coelho, alchemy can be real. A fugitive of my past, living life on the run. Sacrifice what I am for what I'm about to become. In a birth of this moment, the only opponent, my mind. We're going down to the wire, put it all on the line. With every fiber of my being, I come to claim what is mine. In my race against time, it's my will to survive. I'm inspired more than ever to keep dreams alive. The criticism has no value, so I pay them no mind. And if the divine could take the time to turn water to wine, then I could take the time to turn my darkness to light. Manifested this mind. The plans were of God, a grand organized design. It's something cosmic when rhyme captures time. The past and the present defining each line. In the universal state, possibilities awake. Those who don't awake, greatness will forsake. Put faith in all mistakes, aligning with the great. The only question worth asking, do I have what it takes? Every day you're savage, battling challenges. May passion be the catalyst to resurrect the Lazarus. The hustle is deep in this complex labyrinth. Just trying to survive brings a whole new madness. Maybe this is vanity confused with shine. Maybe too complex to be put into rhyme. The only thing we know for sure, we expire in time. So what will be the story that you leave behind?
Steve Renoff, Deadly Choices Ambassador.
Hi, it's Petro Sivanasivi here, Deadly Choices Ambassador.
Hi, it's Brenton Bowen, Deadly Choices Ambassador.
And you're listening to DC Radio.
And you're listening to DC Radio.
And you're listening to DC Radio on 98.9 FM.
On 98.9 FM.
98.9 FM for the best country.
And you tuned to DC Radio earlier. We had, of course, the Deadly Doris. Doris Young, who's a dietitian from IUIH, or IUE. Now, Uncle Dusty Fraser, how are you doing there across from the desk?
I'm fantastic, how are you?
Yeah, good. I was just talking to you off air there before and saying it must be weird, the older gen sitting in here with the younger gen of 98.9.
Good.
I'm taking the reins now. Look out. Nah, Gavin.
You'll be right, mate.
All right, can we get you to please introduce yourself for those who aren't aware, you know, your name, Mob, you know, and the couple hats you wear, because you're not just working with IUE and Deadly Choices, you do other stuff as well, so.
Yeah, my name's Dusty Fraser. I'm from Charleville, Augathella. I'm from the Bidjara people on my father's side and Manandangi people on my mother's side. That's from around Surat. And I work for Deadly Choices. I'm the coordinator, senior games coordinator. I also do the Sunday's Big Brekkie here on 98.9 FM and, oh, bloody everything. Even played at the Elders yesterday.
Yesterday?
For the Christmas dinner out at Ipswich. So that was a good day.
Oh, tell us about that. What happened there?
Oh, they just had all the Elders come in for their Christmas break-up dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's fantastic. Had about 120 there and...
Whoa, and isn't it nice to gather around, you know, those really good times too? Puts you in the mood for the season, eh? I bet you're ready to kick back after these senior games that are going to happen too.
Oh, mate, I can't wait to.
Well, look, the final Deadly Choices event for 2019 and one of the biggest days on the senior games calendar is coming up this Friday, Black Friday, December 13th. Yep. It's the IUE Shield at Willawong. So, look, what's going to happen out there, Dusty? Uncle Dusty, geez, my ancestors will hit me out the back of the head.
We got 40 teams coming. We thought we only had about 30, a bit over 30, but we got about 40. So that's going to be pretty big with six in each team. So there's 240 people without anybody else being there. So it's going to be huge. They'll come from all over Queensland, Cunnamulla, Quilpie, Charleville, up at Harvey Bay, down the Stratty, Gold Coast.
Biggest mob.
Yeah, there's a big mob. And they'll compete for the IUE Shield, the one which we have at the end of the year every year. We have one in the mid-year too, in the winter, and that's called the Deadly Choices Gold Cup.
Yeah.
And we have that outdoor one, but this one's indoor. Everyone will be looked after. It's certainly going to be a big event. People coming in, they're all booked in motels around the place and all ready to go.
Geez, everyone better stock up on their food then too, because I swear we'll just eat the whole city out now.
Yeah.
So look, there are teams coming from all over Queensland, you were saying, and there's big numbers. Is this the first time, you know, any of these teams are entering?
There's a few there, the first times entering. There's a couple of teams entered last year, but they couldn't get here. Well, Gympie and the Sunny Coast couldn't get here last year because of the rains. And Charlwell and Cunnamulla with their seven teams, they had sorry business. So they never come, but they're there this year.
Yeah, unfortunately that does happen. It will be good to, you know, to gather again around those really good times at this IUE Shield and, you know, come together and, you know, celebrate each other. It's a bit of fun. So there's activities and games. So they're two separate things I'm seeing here. So what's involved there on the day? What's everyone going to be doing?
Well, everyone will be playing the games. They'll be sitting back watching, waiting for their turn. We'll have Unity on there, the young Mop Conlon and also young Dennis Rabbit. They're in a band called Unity, so they're taking up their dad, so they'll be performing. And, yeah, we'll have all our ambassadors, they'll be doing interviews and we'll be talking to people. There'll be 98.9 FM there, ABC TV, so it's going to be a big day.
That rabbit name there, is that in relation to Angus?
That's
rabbit?
His son.
That's his son. Mm. Oh, wow.
So they've got Mop.
Yeah.
His son. He's named Dennis too.
Yeah, okay.
Then Angus named his son after Dennis, after Mop, so there's two Dennises.
And they're
and they're the young generation taking off following their fathers.
Oh, wow. Mm. Oh, my goodness. Well, it's all going to happen there then at the IUE Shield. You know, and on top of that, I guess having, you know, this kind of these performances and activities and games, you know, what's the value of these games for our elders?
Well, it's social inclusion for a start. Some of these people don't leave their homes during the week, so we run these 10-week programs. They come along to these games just to get them out of the house, and you know, then we add the physical activity. We promote movement, brain exercise, all that type of stuff, and yeah, it's good for them, and they love it. And once they get there, the inner social and emotional well-being is fantastic. We make it a high-lifting atmosphere or environment. We have Charlie Pride and Alan Jackson swinging in the background, and
hey.
And everyone's laughing, cheering each other and clapping, and, you know, it's a fantastic event. And this is the first time we're going to really get the measurements of what these games mean to people. We're going to do this this week. But you can just see, you know, if you can measure happiness as an engagement, well, you know, you'd just be able to do it like that. But we've got to do it the right way. So we'll be doing surveys there on Friday, and, of course, everyone will get surveyed and we'll put them out next year. But the social inclusion, the competitiveness, the physical activity, it all comes into one shape there at the games, and everyone just loves it.
Looks like this is very close to your heart as well, you know, these games.
Yeah, well, it started out in Charlwell way back in 1996, and when they brought me into IUE, Deadly Choices only had leadership programs for kids. And they started up the Work It Out program.
Oh, Work It Out, yeah.
Which is... it's analyse their progress through that.
Yep.
And they wanted something else, so they brought me in to develop and implement the games. Now, I took a concept from Charlwell. I took two games from there, but I modified them and, you know, added more points or different rules, and I added another three games. And now you've got darts, 10-pin bowling, also quoits, and then you've got the other games like Hole in the Wall, where they fray through holes in the wall with numbers on it, and they got a numbers board, which is like a big dartboard on the ground.
Yeah, excellent.
So they play those games, and of course, everyone, each team's of six, go through it one after the other, and we have all the scores. We've got a professional scoring system, and
excellent.
It's great fun for them.
Do you know if Uncle Marshall Saunders is going to be there this year too?
Yeah, he'll be out there. He'll be working this time. He was in the team last year, and he won't, actually they come up for a trophy. And I said, you can't collect it, Uncle. You're on staff.
Damn it. That's funny.
So he'll be out there. Yeah, he's promoting the aged care system that they've got going now for IUE. So he'll be out there with talking to everyone, and probably, he'll be walking around having a good time.
Yeah, I reckon. And look, I assume everyone's going to be decked out in their Deadly Choices, the Senior Games T-shirts.
Yeah, mate, they all got their own names. There's, you've got the Wombats, the Cunnamulla Bushies, you've got the Golden Oldies from up Gympie. They all got their own names, the Goodnagoannas, the Purga Porcupines, and
Geez, they're clever.
Yeah, and they come out with them, got them on their shirts, yeah. That's fantastic.
That's wonderful. I can't wait to see some footage of that on the day. I hope I can get out there, you know, and see it with my own eyes. But if not, you know, we'll catch up there on, I guess, the Deadly Choices Facebook page. All the photos will be uploaded. You know, and I heard on top of that there's some deadly prizes too. Before we get into that, can I ask you about, you know, I guess any of the favoured teams that could take home the win from your opinion or your perspective? I don't know.
Well, the Perga Porcupines is the hardest one to toss. They've been champions for the last 3 years, I think. So that's a group. Also, the Lely Larrakeets, they've got another good side. Then you look across at the Nullangoo Possums there from Zilmere. And, yeah, there's a few good teams around.
Lots of, you know, traditional animals, you know, our native animals, sorry, involved in these names. That's great. I'm loving it. And I can't wait to, again, to see those shirts too. So these prizes on the day, there's medals and trophies.
Yeah, medals and trophies for them all. And this year we're introducing, well, the team who displays the best, even though they're not good, will give them the prize for, you know, their attendance and having a go, just for having a go. But, yeah, they got first, second and third. Then you've got your best darts player, best bowls player, and you've got your all-round champion for persons in a with a mobility aid, that's walking chair or wheel.
That's great.
We've got a trophy for that. Trophy for the over 70s, and we've got a trophy, or overall champion trophy. So that's all the trophies. And like I tried to tell them, it's not all about trophies. It's all for your health, but they won't take notice of that. So they're very competitive.
But it's great that, you know, these things, I mean, they make it clear to you that being healthy, it shouldn't be that hard, you know. It shouldn't, you know, getting up and moving, it should be something you enjoy. And this is one of the things you can do. You don't even think about, you know, exercise. It's just movement. And, you know, a lot of those movements with your belly too, those big belly laughs on the day, which is really good for your social, emotional well-being. You don't even realise it's all happening.
I really don't. You know, like when they're sitting there trying to aim at something, they're getting brain exercises, and when they're doing it, it's physical activity and movement. Now, it's good for them. It's a fantastic program and everyone just loves it. So that's the main thing about it, as long as I love it.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about, you know, the senior games, I guess, this year. How was the Indigenous Senior Games? How have they been, this year? Because it sounds like people would be coming away feeling good in the same instances participating in these things.
We got 2,000 people in Queensland playing them now. So that took 2 years to get to that number, and it's grown very faster. People are starting to realise, well, a couple of years ago, I said, I'm going away on holidays over Christmas. And they said, what are we going to do? And, you know, that's how they think of the games. They've got no games next week. So that's pretty hard on them, really.
Yeah, I think so. So maybe it's, you know, for those tuning in and listening, to think about including our elders who can be quite isolated and even ostracised, you know, I might say, you know, in our society. It's just, you know, if you're holding community events, make sure you let our elders know and get them involved around this time of year. It can get a bit lonely.
Yeah, so, but if anyone want to join the games, all you got to do is go to your AMS. You've got to have your 715s, be over 50, and you can be in a walking frame, wheelchair. You can have a walking stick, whatever. The games are elder-friendly for everyone to compete on an equal basis. So if you're in a wheelchair, you shoot from a different area to all the other people, all those types of rules. We make it fair for everyone.
Yeah, good.
Compete on different lines, yeah.
Yeah, deadly. So I guess, you know, this is looking on the year back and what's coming up to wrap up the year, but it's not all coming to an end, of course. It's not sad because there are big plans happening in 2020. So what's going to happen there? What can we look forward to in 2020 with our senior games?
Well, the senior games will be rolled out right across Queensland. All those Mount Eyes right across to up to Townsville and Cairns, they play the games too. So they'll have their little competitions. Mount Eyes will probably have all the people up central area go across their way, and Townsville have theirs. So there'll be a few competitions happening, but the main ones next year is the Outback Senior Games. That's been going for since 1996, and that's very popular. They get about 30 teams nominated there from all around the southwest. Even, I think, Yarrabah went down there once. Travel all the way out there to compete in the games.
Hey, look out.
And they got we have the Deadly Choices Gold Cup in July, and we have the IUE Shield at the end of the year. But in between that, we do the 10-week programs. Everyone gets a shirt after their 10-week programs, and yeah, fantastic.
Okay, deadly. So right after the games, though, you're going to be heading off on your Christmas break. I'm sure it's a well-deserved break. Put your feet up there. What have you got planned for your Chrissy break?
Oh, well, I'm going, the holidays will be down the Tweed, and I'll go up the North Coast, but yeah, I'll head out west, check out there. I'll probably end up at the Orgathella New Year's radio.
yeah, well, look, if you've got to be our biggest feed on this year, don't forget to invite us, you know. Mm. We'll come and join in there. So, look, as we move into the holiday season, though, it's really important, you know, as we're talking about before as well, in terms of including elders, but it is also really important to be taking care of your own health for yourself and your loved ones. So how do you keep up your deadly choices during Christmas yourself? You know, what can we take, you know, words of wisdom from you to keep in our pocket too?
Well, you've always got to be active. Even when you go to the shopping centre, you know, and you try and get parked closer to the door where you've got to walk in, don't worry about it. Just park way over where we feel comfortable. Walk over. That's the best way to do it. Just keep active. You know, think of things like that. Get up and back in the floor or rake the yard, mow the lawn.
All right.
As long as you stay active, you'll be fine.
Look, I've got a blister, true God, on my thumb from raking our backyard. It does, and my body hurts. So it does take it out of you, and it is a really good way to keep fit and active. And it's something, you know, the family can participate in too. I mean, it's yard work, but at the end of the day, you feel real good at, you know, doing these things together, not just yard work. Let's be honest, going out and, you know, having a bit of a fun and run around if you can. Well, look, thanks so much for your time today. Is there anything else that you'd like to leave us with? I guess, actually, what is your deadly choice? What do you like to keep up with in terms of your deadly choice?
That's what I said. I always say stay active.
Oh, right.
I do me 5Ks every Saturday.
Yeah, 5Ks.
In the park runs. So everyone, if you're not interested in doing anything or anything else, make sure you turn up every Saturday for the park runs. They're all over the world. You can go to any park, just sign your name and away you go. They give you times, you do it, and week after, you still get your times if you're getting better. And
you're seeing progress yourself?
Yep.
Oh, deadly. Well, good on you. Look forward to hearing more about that next time I catch up with you.
Yeah, well,
and enjoy your Christmas break.
No worries, mate, and thank you for having us again today on Deadly Choices Radio. And don't forget, healthy choice, make sure you stick with it.
Yeah, and also don't forget, tune in to Uncle Dusty's show here. So, you know, not only on DC Radio can you hear Uncle Dusty, but always on Sundays, Sunday mornings, what time?
Sunday Bushy, used to be the Bushy's Breakfast, the Sunday Big Breakfast now. You can catch it from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Sunday morning. The main feature is there to do community notice board, catch up with everyone in the community, promote Deadly Choices, and also playing all the country favourites. So it's a great weekend, and plus you can hear Dr. Richard Mills with his health tips and health updates. So there on the Sunday Big Brekkie every Sunday morning, and plus we do a double spin of the traditional bush balladeers every hour.
Wonderful. Okay, I'll have to tune in. What a great way to wake up for your Sunday. Thanks again, and talk soon.
No worries. Thanks.
Okay, you mob, look, you're tuned in to DC Radio and you're going to want to keep staying tuned in, because I'm going to tell you about these upcoming DC events, and this first one you're going to want to hear. So look, don't forget to keep up the deadly choices this Christmas. Make sure you're up to date with your 715 health check and are a regular patient at one of our participating AMSs to be in the draw to win a $50 Mr. Toys Toy World gift voucher. And what a deadly time for this to happen around Chrissy too. I'm sure our deadly jarjums would love a couple of toys from Mr. Toys Toy World. And like we've been yarning about there with Uncle Dusty, the Indigenous Senior Games Summer Tournament is coming up. The Iyuwi Shield is this Friday, December 13th in Willawong. So it's set to be a full day of deadly competition. So come out and support your local elders team. And DC Fit is officially up and running. So DC Fit is a free group physical activity program for 16 to 25 year olds of all fitness levels. It's fun, Indigenous training, fit for everyone. So all participants must have a current 715 health check and a referral from their AMS. Check out the Deadly Choices events page to find a DC Fit program near you. We also have our Mums and Bubs Deadly Wheels playgroup on Tuesday at Morton Eggs Margate Clinic. So come along with Bub for a morning of fun activities, music sessions, and a chance to meet our Deadly Choices ambassadors. Remember, in order to participate in any of these events, you must be up to date with your 715 health check. As well, book in for your biannual eye check today at any participating AMS and take home a pair of Deadly Choices sunnies. All right, you mob. Well, that brings Deadly Choices Radio to an end. Oh, now, Yemen, look, we'll be back next week to celebrate our very last episode for the year. That'll be at 6 p.m. Wednesday next week. We'll have our Deadly Choices ambassadors, biggest mob, coming through to celebrate. And they're going to get us in the know for what's happening in the new year. Might have a bit of a Doris and ask what their deadly choices are and what their goals are for next year too. Why not? Keep them on their toes, eh? All right, catch us next week on Wednesday, 6 p.m. for the next DC Radio. And you take care, you mob.
Deadly Choices Radio. A show encouraging mob to make healthy choices, from stop smoking, eating good food, exercising daily, and getting a health check for themselves and their family. Featuring Deadly Choices ambassadors, the Healthy Lifestyle Mob, and many more. So tune in to Deadly Choices after 6 p.m. each Wednesday and on demand at 989fm.com.au.